ARTX. What's that? Aerotech. It's a company, probably modifies itself and gonna build itself in the future. What do you think about this? Another investing in yourself. We want more wealth, we want more money, we want more freedom. Well, we'll get that. Just gotta be steady, certain, and relaxed. If you ain't gonna find peace in your mind, then you ain't gonna find peace anywhere. Believe me on this one. You are probably the problem why we're not getting ahead. I'm the problem that I don't get ahead. Why? Because I spend my money. I believe in gambling. I believe in weird stuff like, you know, I used to believe in drinking, smoking pot, doing things like that. Waste of time. Let me tell you, I'm not telling you that we're running out of time. I'm just saying, instead of doing things weekly, like Friday night, going out and drinking. Think about this. Friday night, coming in and reading. What about this? Saturday morning, you get up. Oh yeah, it's the only day I work out. No. Monday morning, Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, Thursday morning, Friday morning, wake up, go to work. How about this? Wake up really early, get some sleep, you know? Get a whole lot of sleep, go to bed at 7, get some sleep, wake up early, 4 or 5. That's what the best people do. They wake up early. You know, I accidentally got up at 5 today, so it was a slow morning for me, but it could have been something better. Could have woke up at 4. Thing is, my little sunshine, my little honey, she kind of like is a sleeper in her, and she doesn't need to work like guys work. You know, men, we like to invest our money. You know, it's not really just investing, it's more gambling. Like, you want to start a company, that's a gamble. It's fun. It's adrenaline rush. Now, I get it. Adrenaline rushes come in many sorts of way. We could go drinking, get adrenaline rushes. We could go, you know, hanging out with the boys, which is pretty much just an adrenaline rush in itself. We like that adrenal gland just popping. Whatever you want, working out. That's a little bit of an adrenaline rush. I got a guy. I'm walking right now. I'm walking this morning. There's a guy that was thicker than you riding a bicycle, man. I'm telling you, he's 250 maybe 225, 30. But he might have hit the 250, and he's riding a racing cycle, like not just any kind of cruiser, like beach cruiser, nothing like that. He was actually working it, you know. And it's not going to be like he's going to be fat today, skinny tomorrow. He probably rides that bike. He's probably been riding that bike. You know, he might be strong as an ox. He's just a big boy. Doesn't matter. He probably is enjoying life a little more than just starting his car and getting to work. It's a new habit. You're going to be better at things when you start doing things like this. You're going to start, oh, you know, my work is 5 miles away, but I sit at this light and I stop at this 7-Eleven and I always support this thing. And I get after work, I'm always stopping at, you know, this 7-Eleven, grabbing a pack of beers and sitting here. I got a friend, and I want you guys to realize, I'm not just rattling. This is about investing in yourself, so I want you to be able to relate. But I got a friend who he's an alcoholic, but he doesn't think he's an alcoholic because he's never got in trouble. But every time I call him, hey man, you want to go hit the beach? I mean, it's good out, you know, it's nice and sunny. No, man, I can't drive. I'm a prisoner of my own house because I'm drinking. He said, you could come pick me up and bring me. I said, you know, if you didn't live, you know, 25 miles to the east, and then I would have to go 25 miles west. You know, it's not that I'm trying to make excuses, but he's a good friend, and, you know, I'll do it one day. But not when I only got an hour left of sunlight. Doesn't make sense. If he was just going to be like, yeah, I'm in my truck right now, parking my boards, I'll hit him up today after work. We'll see what he says. And if he says, oh, I'm drinking, well, you know what? The boy's got problems. You know, it's a health thing, you know, mental health. That's your first major investment You know, you can put some money in here and your mental health is going to be better. Once you start getting a little friction under your feet, you're going to start feeling better. You want, you know, everyone wants money in their bank account. I've never heard anyone say, man, I'm fucking poor. Like, I want to be poor. I've heard people say I'm poor, but I never heard anyone be like, man, I love being poor. You know, even then, I got poor people that I know that, oh, my EVT's running out. So, yeah, I get it. Yeah, your EBT's running out. You want more. You've been buying that shit food that EBT allows you to buy. You know? Maybe, yeah, you can get some oranges as fucking bananas from the bar top of your little restaurant, whatever the fuck it is. You know, I'm not here to waste your time, waste your water. By the way, you know, invest in yourself. Just because I think that you should be healthy doesn't mean, oh yeah, you gotta drink a lot of water. No, I want you guys to be fully fucking aware of what you're putting in your body. I mean, I'm not just saying open up a tap and fill your water and start chugging it and start working out. No, I'm talking about your body being a filter, a natural birth filter. You were born into this world a filter. Don't forget that. What you put in is what you're gonna get out. And how is it going to come out? Imagine this. You only got one life. Just imagine this. You got one life. And you got... They tell you, you have 7 days. Every 7 days, you got to evaluate. Did I do a good thing? Do I do a bad thing? Or every day, evaluate. Now, that I'm not trying to be rough on you guys. I want you to invest in yourself. I want you guys to open up your stock portfolios. I want you guys to start buying stuff that you're interested in rather than wasting your money, making yourself slowly happy, right into misery. Got a friend, another story, friend about alcohol. This one's more about drugs. Now, I'm San Diego, and I don't know if you know anything about San Diego, but it's a pretty big relaxed community on the beach. I mean, we got a little bit of business and it's growing. We got construction workers, we got people that are doing God knows what, selling cars and stuff. I'm telling you, man, these kids party. I got some friends that are party, you know, oh my God. I can't wait to go out Friday night. I wanna go to the strip club. I wanna do this, I wanna do that. I used to hang out with them. Do those things, which was fun. And, you know, it was more like drinking margaritas at the local Mexican bar until we, you know, had nothing better to do. Go back to the house and drink some more beers and smoke a little pot. No big deal. People in other places and stuff like that would probably come over and see what we did and have a good time. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I remember that party. That party's every weekend for those guys, you know, every weekend. I'm going to send him this podcast and he's going to say, yeah, you're fucking right. I'm sorry. You know, I got friends that'll call me and be like, dude, I need help. I'm like, the help I can give you is the only help you could give yourself. And that's just what I'm telling everyone right now. I mean, I went to my AA, which, you know, I'm not trying to endorse it. But, dude, if you got a fucking problem and you're looking for some free fucking help, tell your brain, I got a fucking problem and I need some free fucking help. And go sit down in a couple of those and make yourself a commitment for a month. Try the 30-day fucking challenge. And as gay as that sounds, or dumb or lame, or women or men, just do 30 days. Fuck it. We'll call it 28 days. Or, well, let's start small. 14 days. 2-week challenge. I got a girl at my work. I told her I'm sober. She's like, oh my God, I'm going to do Sober May. She's struggling, but guess what? She, every day I see her, she's like more personally happy. I could tell. before when I talked to her, she's like, oh, I'm just new here to San Diego, got this job, and don't have that many friends. Holy shit. How do you not have friends? You're a blonde girl from New York. You should have two or three friends that you're already, like, constantly trying to bat off, you know? But she says, oh, everyone just wants to go out and drink in this little community called PB. I said, you know what? Screw that. Find a real friend. I told her, man, I'll help you out, you know? Maybe I'll introduce you to my girlfriend. But the last time I did that, that caused me grief. I was being nice, but then it backfired on me and my history got revealed about me partying at their house one night when I was doing something I shouldn't have been doing. Wasn't with another girl, but, you know, drinking too much and partying. So what? Now, people will find people who are good for each other through, not instant gratification, but through time. I'm going to find my way to the top of my own potential, and so be it. I'm not worried about other things anymore. So when I'm talking about investing in yourself, I think it starts with your mental health. My mentality calms the fuck down when I start making a little more money than I am. When I have money working in the background rather than me just fucking making a paycheck every 2 weeks. So I put a little bit of money in the stock market. I invest in companies I'm comfortable with. I look at these things. I said, leave a comment, ask me about a company, I'll evaluate it, tell you if it's a good or bad idea. I don't give a fuck if it's 10 people leaving comments. I got time, you know? I'm not going to be there drinking a beer like, oh, I need a beer to evaluate this. No. I got friends that talk stocks. So I got parents and family and stuff like that. Everyone that is in my immediate circle that I talk to about investing are smart investors. There are people that are way richer than I am. I told my brother, start a stock thing. He says, dude, no, I don't got fucking time. You got time. I am tired. You could even be drinking and you still got time. Open up a bank account. Open up any kind of account. Robinhood app. I'm not even condoning this, but Robinhood app. That's a stock trading app on your phone. You download, you put your information. Coinbase, that's how you buy Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin. I would stick to Bitcoin, the big main mother. You know, the other day, Warren Buffett, oh, Bitcoin ain't shit. Well, you wait till the internet hits worldwide. You wait till the person in Scandinavia wants to play a level playing field with the motherfucker here in California. People, piece of shit. You want your money to be worth something? Everyone's going to have to be a universal mind, I believe, you know? You can't go down to Mexico and tell me that they don't like U.S. currency. And you can't go to fucking Canada and tell them they don't want to fucking spend their Canadian dollars over in Europe. You know, it's like there's all these problems every worldwide. Now, if everyone had the same level playing field, you know, that's what the world is. And I'm not talking about we got to win wars and strive to make it happen. I'm just saying, you got a little bit of money in Scandinavia and you want to invest in it, or you got a little money in China and you want to invest in it, you want to put it in a U.S. company, that's fine. If you want to put it on the U.S. and put it in a Chinese stock market, there's ways. Don't tell me nothing's possible. But if you want your money to be like someone else's money and not have to ever transfer it or trade it out and make any fucking bank payments or processing, it's called Bitcoin. And you guys know this is going to happen. It's either gonna be worth fucking absolutely nothing, which that means it's gonna be shut down by somebody, or it's gonna be worth a lot in the future. I mean, you could put history over and over again, or we could create new history, which more people are interested in a healthy life. So, stock tickers, keep it simple, guys. Just find something you like and keep putting it in. Like, I found NRZ. I recommend it. I just found ARTX or some Aerotech. That's a great one. You know, we're looking into drones in the future. We're looking into artificial intelligence. We're looking into cancer therapies. Like, ECYT has kind of been running around, but they haven't made a penny, but they've got some news press releases. I mean, my friend tells me, says, buy on the story, sell on the news, you know, something like that. Like, you gotta be interested in something, put your money in something you're interested in. But NRZ, that's a bunch of real estate for old people. There's more old people today than ever. I mean, people are living longer than ever. People are getting healthy certain different kinds of ways. You know, I just want everyone to be happy and healthy. So, put it this way. If you're going to start investing in yourself, which my podcast kind of ran a little long today, I just want you guys to realize it's going to take you more than just setting a beer down for a day. But it could just be that.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.